弟兄姊妹早晨。
Good morning, brothers and sisters.
好感謝主又俾我哋咁樣一次嘅聚集喺佢嘅面前。
Thank the Lord again that we can gather before Him in such a way.
我哋真係求主俾我哋每一次咁嘅聚會喺佢面前再一次蒙多一點嘅恩典。
And each time as we gather in such a way before Him, maybe find His grace.
今朝早上我哋嚟到讀多一兩處地方嘅聖經。
We'll turn to two passages of scriptures.
請大家翻開呢個嘅約翰福音。
Let us turn to John's Gospel,
第十一章
chapter 11.
约翰福音第十一章
John's Gospel 11.
我们看第一节开始
start from verse 1.
约翰福音第十一章
John's Gospel chapter 11.
有一个患病的人名叫拉撒路，住在伯大尼，就是玛利亚和她姐姐马大的村庄。小玛利亚就是那用香膏抹主，用头发擦他脚的。患病的拉撒路是他的兄弟，他姊妹两个就打发人去见耶稣，说：主啊，你所爱的人病了。耶稣听见就说：这病不至于死，乃是为神的荣耀，叫神的儿子因此得荣耀。耶稣素来爱马大和他妹子并拉撒路，听见拉撒路病了，就在所居之地仍住两天，然后对门徒说：我们往犹大去吧。我想我们先读这些，我们跟着再读下去。
Verse 1, chapter 11, John Gospel. Now there was a certain man sick, Lazarus of Bethany, of the village of Mary and Martha, her sister. It was Mary,who anointed the Lord with ointment and wiped his feet with her hair, whose brother Lazarus was sick. The sisters therefore sent to him, saying, Lord, behold, he whom thou lovest is sick. But when Jesus heard it, he said, This sickness is not unto death, but for the glory of God, that the Son of God may be glorified by it. Now Jesus loved Martha and her sister and Lazarus. When therefore he heardhe is sick, he remained 2 days there in the place where he was.
然后我们再看第十一节。
We'll now read from verse 11.
耶稣说这话，随后对他们说，我们的朋友拉撒路睡了，我去叫醒他。
These things said he, and after this he says to them, Lazarus, our friend, is fallen asleep, but I go that I may awake him out of sleep.
第十三节
Verse 13.
耶稣这话是指着他死说的，他们却以为是说照常睡了。
But Jesus spoke of his death, but they thought that he spoke of his rest of sleep.
然后我们第十七节开始。
And now we'll start reading from verse 17.
耶稣到了就知道拉撒路在坟墓里已经四天了。伯大尼离耶路撒冷不远，约有六里路。有好些犹太人来看马大和玛利亚，要为他们的兄弟安慰他们。马大听见耶稣来了，就出去迎接他。玛利亚却仍然坐在家里。马大对耶稣说：主啊，你若早在这里，我兄弟必不死。
And Jesus, therefore, on arriving, found him to have been 4 days already in the tomb. Now Bethany was near Jerusalem, about 15 stadia off, and many of the Jews came to Martha and Mary, that they might console them concerning their brother. Martha then went, she heard Jesus is coming, went to meet him, but Mary sat in the house. Martha therefore said to Jesus, Lord, if thou had been here, my brother had not died.
23节
Verse 23.
耶稣说你兄弟必复活。马大说我知道在末日复活的时候他必复活。耶稣对他说复活在我，生命也在我。信我的人虽然死了也必复活。凡活着信我的人必永远不死。你信这话么？
Verse 23. Jesus says to her, thy brother shall rise again.Martha says to him, I know that he will rise again in the resurrection in the last day. Jesus said to her, I am the resurrection and the life, and he that believes on me, though he have died, shall live, and everyone who lives and believes on me shall never die. Okay. Believes thou this?
第32节.
Verse 32.
玛利亚到了耶稣那里，看见他就俯伏在他脚前，说：主啊，你若早在这里，我兄弟必不死。
Mary therefore, when she came where Jesus was, seeing him, fell at his feet, saying to him, Lord, if thou had been here, my brother had not died.
33节.
Verse 33.
耶稣看见他哭，并看见与他同来的犹太人也哭，就心里悲叹又甚忧伤，便说：你们把他安放在哪里？他们回答说：请主来看。耶稣哭了。犹太人就说：你看他爱这人是何等恳切。
Jesus therefore, when he saw her weeping, and the Jews who came with her weeping, was deeply moved in spirit and was troubled, and said, Where have thou put him? They say to him, Lord, come and see. Jesus wept. The Jews therefore said, Behold how he loved him.
第39节。耶稣说：你们把石头挪开。那死人的姐姐马大对他说：主啊，现在他必是臭了，因为他死了已经4天了。 耶稣说：我不是对你说过，你若信，就必看见神的荣耀么？
Jesus says, Take away the stone. Martha, the sister of the dead, says to him, Lord, he stinks already, for he is 4 days there. Jesus says to her, Did I not say to thee that if thou shouldest believe, thou shouldest see the glory of God?
我睇第12章。
Now we'll go to chapter
12:1-2.
Jesus therefore, 6 days before the Passover, came to Bethany, where was the dead man Lazarus, whom Jesus raised from among the dead. Therefore they made him a supper, and Martha served, but Lazarus was one of those at table with him.
我们看后面第9节。
We'll also go to verse 9.
有许多犹太人知道耶稣在那里就来了，不但是为耶稣的缘故，也是要看他从死里所复活的拉撒路。但祭司长商议， 连拉撒路也要杀了，因有好些犹太人为拉撒路的缘故回去信了耶稣。
The great crowd therefore of the Jews knew that he was there, and they came not because of Jesus only, but also that they might see Lazarus, whom he raised from among the dead. But the chief priests took counsel that they might kill Lazarus also, because many of the Jews went away on his account and believed on Jesus.
好，我再睇马太福音第21章。
We also turn now to Matthew chapter 21.
马太福音21章。
Matthew 21:1. Verse 1.
耶稣和门徒将近耶路撒冷到了伯法奇。 在橄榄山那里，耶稣就打发两个门徒对他们说：你们往对面村子里去，必看见一匹驴山在那里，还有驴驹同在一处。你们解开牵到我这里来。若有人对你们说什么，你们就说主要用它。那人必立时让你们牵来。这是成就是要应验先知的话，说：要对锡安的居民说， 看哪里的王来到你这里，是温柔的，又骑着驴，就是骑着驴驹子。门徒就照耶稣所吩咐的去行。
And when they drew near to Jerusalem and came to Bethphage at the Mount of Olives, then Jesus sent 2 disciples, saying to them, Go into the village over against you, and immediately you will find an ass, a tied, and a colt with it. Loose them and lead them to me. And if anyone say anything to you, you shall say the Lord has need of them, and straightway he will send them. But all these things came to pass that that might be fulfilled, which was spoken through the prophet, saying, Say to the daughter of Zion, Behold, thy king cometh to thee upon an ass, upon a colt, a foal of an ass. Let us have a powerful prayer.
天父，我们满心的感谢你。
Lord, we truly thank you.
我们来到你的面前，我们再一次献上最深处的向你的敬拜。
Lord, as we come before you, we indeed offer up our deepest worship.
因为你配得我们一切的爱戴。
Because indeed you are worthy of all our love.
父，我们来到你的面前，我们都再一次举我们的心来仰望你的怜悯。
And as we come before you, we lift our hearts indeed to look upon your mercy.
我叫我们能够在这个早晨再次听见你对我们所说的话。
This morning we will again hear of your words.
主啊，你知道我们的人的情况。
Lord, you know our very situation.
你知道我们的需要。
You know our need.
你知道我们属灵的光景。
You know our spiritual situation.
我们等候在你面前，但愿你来到向我们心处讲说话。
Lord, as we come before you, speak to us deep within our heart.
赐给我们一个能够听的耳朵，一个接受的心灵。
Give to us ears that can hear, hearts that will receive.
我们站在你的面前，我们仰望主你的施恩。
As we stand before you, we look upon your grace.
我们等候你。
And wait upon you.
你垂听我们的祷告。
Lord, hear our prayer.
奉主耶稣的名。
In the name of the Lord Jesus.
当我们都思想到神的话语的时候，我们一再提醒话，我们需要来到被注意一件的事情。
As we come to think about the word of God, again we have to be reminded of one thing.
就是我们需要来到注意到底什么是神的心。
We have to take note of what the heart of God is.
实在没有什么一件事情比我们来到注意神的事、神的心更加的重要。
There's nothing more important for us than to take note and to realize God's heart.
保罗写信腓立比教会里面其中有一句话这样讲。
And in writing to Philippians, Paul said this.
他说别人都是求自己的事情。
That everyone is after their own interest.
没有一个人来到关心耶稣基督的事情。
No one is concerned about the things of the Lord Jesus.
当然这个讲到一般的情况。
Of course, it speaks of a certain situation.
在那句话称赞同他同工，亦都是一个真儿子的提摩太。
And there he was praising, in fact, his son in the Lord, his co-worker.
因为都很多人都在关心自己的事的时候，有一个同工，有一个提摩太，能够同一个来到关心主耶稣基督的事情。
When everyone was concerned for their own interest, there was this person who was able to be of one mind with him, to be concerned in the things of the Lord Jesus.
这件事情叫保罗心里面非常的喜悦。
This was indeed something that Paul found joyful in his heart. And this would indeed cause God to be happy as well. So often for us, we are only concerned about our own matters.
无论大的事,无论小的事,
Whether in big things or little things, we are indeed the center of it.
我们都围绕着我们自己。
We indeed have everything surrounded surrounding ourselves. We are only concerned and we take interest in the things of our own. And we never actually take note of the things of the Lord. That's why we are not concerned for his things. But the Lord really hopes that we will turn to be concerned with his things. That we're concerned with the things that he's concerned with. And as we come to read the word of God, it's not just focusing on how God's word could help me. But through his word, that we should be more concerned of what it is that God is concerned with. We thank the Lord that as he was on earth, the Lord was able to find a group of people who was of one mind with him, and to take note of the things which are in his heart. So the Lord was able to have rest. And he was indeed restful in this household. And we read of this home in Bethany. Although it was only a small family, in fact, it is indeed a type of what the church should be. In fact, it is what it, there it should be in the family.
所以当我们留心这几个人的时候，
and as we indeed take note of this several people,
我们不单只看到他们一个美丽的表现，
it's not just an outward beauty of expression.
我们看盼望成为了我们的激励，成为了我们的帮助。
We hope that it will be an encouragement and help.
当我们主来到伯大尼这个地方的时候，
when the Lord comes to Bethany,
不单只我们看见马大对主的热情，
not only we see Martha's zeal towards the Lord,
我对主的尊重。
And also her reverence for him.
不单只我睇见玛利亚对主嘅话嘅接受。
And not only did we see Mary how she accepted the word of God.
啊，从对主嘅话听到里面去。
And listening to it and receiving it within.
佢嘅所有一切对主嘅行动都因为主话进到佢里面去。
And all that she does is because of what the Lord had done in her.
神嘅灵喺佢里面叫佢知道主到底讲紧啲乜嘢。
And because of the Spirit of the Lord in her,
佢明白主话，明白主嘅心。
She knew that the heart, the Lord's heart and words.
So
what she does, in fact, fully satisfied the Lord.
And
she indeed was given a great value.
And the
Lord praised her for it.
Because
what she did was a good thing. Something that satisfied the heart of the Lord.
And this
is where Mary indeed was causing the Lord to have satisfaction. Not only Mary and Martha was there to satisfy the Lord.
当我们到看到另外一个人的时候，我们看见他同样能够满足主的心。
We find that for another person, similarly, he was able to satisfy the Lord's heart.
虽然我们看马大、玛利亚和马拉撒路。
And we see of Martha, Mary, and Lazarus.
比较之后，你发觉拉撒路好像一生没做过任何一件的事情。
Seems Lazarus wasn't doing anything.
拉撒路一句说话都没讲过。
He didn't speak even a word.
但好稀奇，拉撒路摆喺个地方，佢有个相当大嘅一个表现。
But when Lazarus is there, there is indeed something that is seen clearly.
有个相当大嘅影响嘅力量。
In fact, a great influence there.
呢个你系冇办法可以想象得到嘅。
We can't imagine this.
但神实在用咗拉撒路嚟到见证出佢自己嘅荣耀。
And God used Lazarus to testify of his glory.
圣经话俾我听，主耶稣第二次嚟到伯大尼呢笪地方。
And the second time when the Lord was in Bethany,
就是因为他听见拉撒路病了。
Because he heard that Lazarus was sick.
实际上拉撒路已经死了。
In fact, he died.
他为着拉撒路死了，然后他来到这个伯大尼这个地方。
And he waited until Lazarus had died before he came to Bethany.
在当个环境里面，因为犹太人开始对主非常的不满意。
In fact, the Jews was indeed very dissatisfied with the Lord.
他们开始的时候本来是很欢迎主耶稣。
Initially, they welcomed him.
但是慢慢很多东西主耶稣跟他们之间就产生了他们觉得很大的矛盾。
Gradually, between them and the Lord, there was a great deal of contradiction.
因为主常常的责备他们。
Often the Lord would rebuke them.
他们所做的实在不能够满足主耶稣。
And what they did, could not satisfy the Lord.
但是他们开始的就对付主。
And then they started indeed rejecting the Lord and were against him.
所以主就退到约旦河东的地方去。
And the Lord indeed retreat to the east of Jordan.
当主在约旦河东的时候。
And east of Jordan.
在约旦河西的这一方面的伯大尼就发生了一件的事情。
And then on the west side in Bethany something happened.
就是这个家庭里面遇到一个大的难处。
There was a great problem that had arisen in this family. This brother Lazarus had fallen sick. And when Lazarus was sick, you see how they went into action.
圣经告诉我们，当拉撒路病了，马大玛利亚他们就找人去找主耶稣。
And when he was sick, Mary and Martha sent a man to look for Jesus.
当然找主耶稣这个一定是一个事实来的。
And it was a fact that they went to look for Jesus.
但是我们相信马大玛利亚当他们知道兄弟病了之后呢？
When we believe that Martha and Mary, when they knew the brother was sick,
按照人天然的情况，他们固然会在那地方做一些动作，一些动作。
Of course, naturally, they would act.
正如同我哋所发生嘅故事一样。
Just like in our story.
所以我记得十八弟兄读到呢一段话嘅时候，佢就咁样讲。
I remember brothers when they read these words, they say.
佢话十八弟兄话，佢话呢一个两个姊妹，佢哋用尽咗好多方法，然后就上去处理。
And Spark says that they would have used all various means before they come to the Lord. That they have been to, in fact, great physicians, doctors, and then had no way but then to come to the Lord. I don't know why a brother saw it that way, but I suppose that for man this is often the case. Although we know the Lord and we know who He is, yet in all our situation we are not that quick in coming to Him. And there's this problem in us that as long as there's a little means in us, we will actually use it. And when we run out of all our means, then we thought about, then we think about the Lord. This is often the thing that happens to us. From the viewpoint of man, these two sisters would have done the same thing. But we thank our Lord. Although in that situation they thought about the Lord. But here these two were able to think about the Lord and that he will help. And unlike those in Jerusalem, full of religious knowledge, but they will not come to the Lord. They read a great deal of the scriptures, but they will not come to the Lord to have life. And the Lord said to them, daily you search the scriptures, but you won't come to me. This was the difficulty that they had. But we see for Mary, Martha, how they would come to the Lord. Although because of their love for the brother, they would do whatever means they have. And they have this a wonderful thing, so they actually keep this aspect. They have this mutual love for one another. And the difficulty reveals that situation. And I believe that God allowed this to happen in this family. That through difficulty to reveal our spiritual condition. And in the house of God, when a member indeed is in difficulty and in weakness, and it happens in the midst of God's household, just like it happened in the midst of Martha, Mary, and Lazarus. They will be anxious, they will be concerned, and they will do all that they can because they are in love. Then what's really a characteristic of this home in Bethany is this love. Although the love is not all that mature, and in the feelings they indeed have shown their love. They love the brother, they love the members. This is not an easy thing. Don't think to talk about love is that easy. And we often hear about loving one another. But to truly love is a very difficult thing. You really want to love, but you find that you can't. And you wonder, how come they are so troublesome? To learn to love, it is not an easy thing. Even in physical family among brothers and sisters, to have love among one another is not that easy. You see, our physical family is very different to that of the Lord's. It says that the love of brothers and sisters in the house of God is more intimate than my physical family. When there's no problem, obviously, everything's easy.
你又爱我, 我又爱你,
you love me and I love you.
但有些难处来的时候呢,
but when the difficulty comes, then you find, oh, how troublesome. You wonder, why this brother is like this?
哎呀,
we have already given up so much. Yet he doesn't change. It seems that the whole world has to be a concern for you. And the more you love, the longer you love him, it seems that it's not that love. You find our love, we have no patience.
And
we find
our
love, indeed, is enduring. We find that we can love. And to have love in the midst is how important. When difficulty comes, it shows our condition. And what is the house of God? And in the house of God, it doesn't mean that there won't be any difficulty. Image of God's house, we think, oh, it's so wonderful.
And
we think everyone's face is rounded and smiley.
是一点都不觉得难看的。
And we won't find that difficult to look at.
一点都没有难处的。
No difficulty at all. And every time we come to meeting, it says hallelujah, and we're very happy.
等于这么,这个不是真正能够显出神的家。
This will not truly reflect the house of God.
神的家是有难处。
In the house of God, there are difficulties.
神的家是容许有难处发生的。
And God allows difficulties to come.
就因为有这个难处来的,头一段时间的爱,就在这里受到考验。
And when difficulty comes, the love will be tested.
这个爱是到底有多少,就表现出来。
How much of this love is there will be revealed.
我们感谢赞美主,你看见马太,玛利亚和拉撒路。
We thank God that we see of Martha, Mary and Lazarus. Although spiritually they are not perfect,
但是在彼此之间,他实在显出一个爱的光景。
But together they reveal the love that they have. Because of the love that they have, they are anxious and they are worried. And because of love, they came to the Lord. When they find that they've used all their means, they thought about the Lord. You see how they indeed went towards the Lord. They said to the Lord, and they asked those to say to the Lord, says, the one whom you love is sick. We would have thought that it would touch the heart of the Lord. Truly, the Lord had loved them. Because we read of the scripture saying that how the Lord loved Martha, her sister, and Lazarus. And the whole village knew about this, that how the Lord loves this brother and sisters. In fact, truly, the Lord loves them. And in their hearts, the sisters knew the Lord loves them. And when the Lord was told, the one whom you love is sick, do we feel the same? Gradually, we come to see so clearly that the Lord truly loves us. And where there's someone sick in the family, whether you come before the Lord, and this is the way you pray. Lord, the one whom you love is sick.
你想是怎样,
and what are your thoughts? You want to move the heart of the Lord? The one whom you love is sick.
你爱的人病了,你就应该有些表现啊,
if the one whom you love, you should show it.
你应该做些事了,
you should do something about it.
哎呀,
this would be something that would have been in the heart of Martha and Mary.
好的时候,我听见弟兄姊妹,为着,弟兄姊妹病,
I have heard brothers and sisters praying the same way for members of their own family when they were sick.
你想爱的人病了,
the one whom you love is sick.
啊, 好像告诉主天, 大家都这么老友, 你记得我,
And we are just telling it to the Lord, oh, we are so friendly, remember me. It's not that the Lord does not love him, but that the Lord knows that the understanding of his love for them indeed is very far.
在这个时间里面,
and the understanding of the love of the Lord for them is only a very shallow one.
他说主要告诉主听,
when they say to the Lord, the one whom you love is sick,
这个所用的爱,
and this word, in fact, is filial, one with affection. It is a love of affection. A friendly affection between men.
True,
the Lord has this affection for them. The Lord is pleased to be in the among the family. And the Lord's relationship with them is not is good.
所以他们都觉得主要我同你真的挺好的挺不错的。
And they feel they are rather friendly with the Lord.
整个村都知道你每次来就不会带到家就来我家了。
Everyone in the village knew that every time you come, you will come to our household and nowhere else.
主要你都知道我们挺这么对你热情的。
You know how we are indeed affectionate towards you.
所以主要你知道我们的关系怎么样关系。
Lord, you know our relationship.
So
now you know the one whom you love is sick, you should act. Knowledge of the Lord's love often is also like this. We confine the Lord with our own understanding as to what the Lord is. He says, oh, this is how the Lord should be. The moment I pray, he should act. And as you pray, and he will return. This is what Martha and Mary have thought. It's not that the Lord does not love Martha or does not love Mary. And that he does not love
Lazarus.
In fact, the Lord truly loves them.
但是就是因为爱的缘故,
and because of love,
只有难处发生在家庭里面,
the Lord allows difficulty to happen in the household.
因为让他们的生命里面长大起来,
so that the family the life of this family will grow up.
只有这件大的事情发生在那地方,
and with these things happening there,
是这么的大处,那么更深认识主的爱的里头,
to lead them to know, in fact, that the love of the Lord deeper.
但是没有难处,就没有生命的成长,
without difficulty, there won't be any growth in your life.
没有难处,我们对主的爱的认识就不够深,
and without difficulty, our knowledge of his love will not be deep enough.
就好像一个年轻人成长的里头,
just as a young man, a young person growing up,
你从来都没有遭遇过难处的,
if you have never encountered any difficulties,
从来都没有遇到打击的,
and you have not been battered in any way,
这个年轻人成长就不够坚固,
then this person growing up will not be all that secure.
哎呀,我记得有一个年长弟兄讲过一个故事,很深刻。
I remember elderly brother telling this story, and it's been very deeply impressed
in
me. This is a true story that happened in America. And this indeed has much to do with the young people. And there was a child that was born, and he was always being carried.
哎呀,他父母抱住他,一路,一路,一路,一路抱住他。
In fact, would carry this baby from day to night.
夜晚睡觉也都抱住他。
And even at night when he's asleep, he would be carried.
为什么这么紧张他?
Why is it the mother being so anxious?
当然这么他带过。
Because it was the only child.
但如果没有他,他的阿爷阿妈都在那地方。
Secondly, the grandmother and a father was there. And then the grandparents really loved the child, and so he was so precious. So the four members of the family is always surrounding this little boy. He's being carried from day to night. Even in the middle of the night, he'll be carried. And he'll be carried in his sleep. Because the moment he make a noise or cry, it would the grandparents would be unhappy. And so he was carried until he grew up. And whatever he wants, he's been given.
到第一日
，until one day，
突然间发生嘅大嘅事情
，something a great happened。
就喺呢个小朋友生日嘅时候
，now during his birthday，
但系佢嗰个时候佢十六岁
，and he was 16 at the time。
佢爸爸妈妈送佢一个好靓嘅车
，and the parents gave to him a very wonderful car。
我当然佢好高兴啦。
Of course, he was very happy.
但系就喺嗰日，佢就离开咗呢个世界。
It was that day, he left this world.
佢自杀。
He, in fact, died.
点解？点样自杀
？Why did he kill himself?
匿喺佢自己架车度，开住嗰架车。
And he started the car and drove.
佢就瞓喺嗰度。
And then
就瞓喺嗰架车度。
And he slept in the car.
结果佢就咁样就死咗。
And that's how he died.
佢自己自杀。
He killed himself.
唔知道乜嘢缘故令到咁大嘅刺激。
Don't know why. This was what why he did this.
喺佢整个十六岁嘅人生里面，冇半点嘅难处发生过。
And in the 16 years of his life, no difficulty. He had no difficulty at all.
冇人闹过佢，冇人打过佢。
No one has scolded him or beaten him.
冇人对佢唔好。
No one has been bad towards him.
每一样嘢都为着佢。
Everything was in the club done for him.
我唔知道做咗咩事情令到咁样个难过。
I don't know why he felt so bad.
但系佢竟然就系咁啊离开咗呢个世界。
It was how he left this world.
系啊，呢件事喺美国教会震惊，非常嘅震惊。
And this in fact was a terrible a thing in the church.
父母震惊，小朋友、青年人都好震惊。
And the parents, in fact, were trembling, and even the young people were fearful.
有啲做父母嘅先开始醒悟，到底我哋点样对我哋嘅仔女？
And some parents suddenly realize and wonder how should we treat our children?
系咪乜嘢俾晒佢就叫做爱佢咧？
Does it mean that if we give them everything, it is love for them?
系咪乜嘢唔责备唔闹佢就系叫做爱佢咧？
Does it mean that if we don't scold them or rebuke them, then it is loving them?
原来佢冇经过难处，冇经过打击。
If they have not gone through a difficulty, have not been battered,
佢根本上就唔好冇办法有一个正常嘅成长。
In fact, then they will not grow up normally.
所以你睇见人需要喺难处里面成长噶。
You find that for people, you need to grow up in the midst of difficulty.
你睇见圣经里面有句说话讲嘅，人在少年父轭原系好噶。
And in the Bible says that it is good for one to bear the yoke while he's young.
你需要负一啲嘅责任。
You need to have some responsibility.
你需要一点承担。
You need to carry.
你需要喺个地方嚟到学习成长
，and you need in that situation to grow。
所以睇见神俾我哋难处，系对我哋有属灵益处。
You find that difficulties is good for us spiritually。
神叫我哋面对打击，系对我哋属灵益处。
If we are battered, it is for our spiritual good。
神从来唔叫我哋活喺风调雨顺、样样都平安嘅里头。
It's not meant for us to live where everything is good and wonderful。
你知道当我哋喺难处嘅里面嘅时候，我哋点样嚟面对呢个问题？
When in difficulty, how do we face it?
我哋睇见我哋主爱呢个家庭。
We see how the Lord loves this family.
佢有咁沉重嘅事情发生喺家庭嘅当中。
When such a terrible thing happened in the midst of the
family. 叫佢哋有更经历主，叫佢哋更多嚟到认识主。
It is for them to experience and come to know the Lord even more.
知道主实在爱佢哋。
That they truly come to see how the Lord loves them.
只系主对佢哋爱，唔系佢哋所谂住嗰个爱。
And the love the Lord had towards them is not what they think.
主爱佢哋，主用嘅嗰个爱系用神圣嘅爱嚟爱。
And God loves, and the Lord loves them with, in fact, the divine love of God.
所以圣经喺度形容到主爱佢哋爱阿加皮系神嘅爱。
And there it talks about the Lord loves them using this word agape.
唔喺感情里头嘅爱。
It is not affectionate love.
那喺理智里面嘅爱。
But it is one in knowledge.
那系喺嗰个绝对性嘅里面嘅爱。
In fact, in the absolute. Love that he has for them.
因为主爱佢嘅缘故
，and because the love, the Lord loves them.
所以主听见咗佢哋嘅祷告
，and the Lord, having heard their prayer,
听见佢哋揾人嚟都话俾主听
，and how they send people to tell the Lord.
然后我哋主就仍旧住喺个地方住多两日
，and the Lord then stayed where he was another 2 days.
仍旧喺个地方唔立刻就采取行动
，he would not act immediately.
主特登嘅留喺个地方。
He deliberately stayed there.
一路等到呢一个嘅人进到坟墓里面。
Until this person was buried in the tomb.
然后主先至出现。
Then the Lord came.
哎呀，弟兄姊妹，有时你真系会发觉，系咪主咁残忍啊
？You wonder whether why the Lord is so cruel.
系咪点解我哋主点解唔快啲咁多咧？唔好死啊，争啲死都得嘅，系咪？
Why wouldn't the Lord be quicker? That even if it's just about to die, it'd be better.
我哋常常都系咁样谂。
This is often what we think.
但系我哋主谂嘅事情比我哋更深。
But the thoughts of the Lord is much deeper.
主嘅道路比我哋更加高。
His way is higher than ours.
主的意念比我们更加深。
His thoughts are much deeper than ours.
所以我们主故意就从来到两个海的地方。
So the Lord deliberately stayed another 2 days there.
一直等到他是完全的死亡。
Until there, he was truly dead. Then the Lord came. So that he can enter into the deeper love. Sometimes when the Lord doesn't hear our prayer, sometimes the Lord delays in answering our prayer. The Lord has His purpose. And He has in fact His deeper intention. And it's for us to know the Lord even more. So often we have a great misunderstanding. We find that when the Lord came, Mary and Martha said the same thing.
As
if you come any earlier, my brother would not have died. Why is it that you are so cruel? If I call you that very day and you come, then he would not have died. Because it was a day's journey. And when the people return, it will be another day's journey. And from our thinking that you'll be able to save him. And having gone through the place, you deliberately stay another 2 days there. So this had in fact happened, and it was so serious. So Mary and Martha perhaps have this murmuring against the Lord. Lord, if you had come earlier, then this would not have happened. But the Lord knows what He's doing.
But
God has prepared for those whom He loved, that eyes have not seen, ears have not heard. And the Lord knows what is needed in this family. And He wants them to have a deeper relationship with Him. And also for them to know of the deeper love of the Lord. Of course, they have received the gift of the love of the Lord. And the Lord delayed coming to them. And there He said to them, if you believe, you shall see the glory of God. And in other words, the Lord's delay, and it is for this family to indeed reveal this greater thing. That is for the Lord to have the glory. This is something the Lord in fact has in His thoughts. In fact, the Lord was indeed very well welcomed and revered in this family. How He was in fact received in this family. But yet He had not received the glory that He ought to have. So through this, the Lord will reveal a greater glory. And to reveal His own glory. So the Lord did this work. And the Lord says that if you believe, you shall see the glory of God. On earth, this is the wonderful work that the Lord wants to do. What is glory? Of course, it's not easy to try to explain it. What is God's holiness? Or God's righteousness? These are all the nature of God. And in God's nature, we see of His holiness. And in His nature, we see of His righteousness. What is God's glory? And some says that what God shows of Himself is His glory. True, as God appears, there His glory. When Moses prayed to God, show me your glory. Let me see your face. This prayer wasn't answered. God only showed him his back. Of course, this really allowed Moses to see a little bit of God's glory. What is God's glory? And if we put it simply, God's glory is when his heart is satisfied.
神心里面满意了,
and that he is fulfilled in his heart.
因为柴都住在神的心里面,
and everything of his heart is being shown.
神自己就觉得荣耀,
and God will find that is his glory.
你还记得我第一天讲的时候,
when the tabernacle was built,
当圣殿建造起来的时候,
when the temple was built,
神的荣耀就充满在那个地方,
God's glory filled the place.
因为每一件的东西都照着神的意思做的,
because everything was made according to God's purpose.
神在那个地方得到的满足了,
and there God was able to be satisfied.
所以神在那个地方就得到荣耀,
and there he has his glory.
现在你看见这个拉撒路所经历的事情,
and we see the experience that Lazarus went through,
叫神得着荣耀,
there God was glorified.
叫神的儿子得着荣耀,
and God's son was glorified.
就是因为在这个地方主所做的事情可以做的能够做得完全,
because what the Lord wants to do is able to do fully.
这件事情的发生完全就是神的自己的旨意来做成的,
and these things happen according to the will of God.
所以这个心才能够得着满足,
so God, the Lord's heart is able to be satisfied.
所以我们说拉撒路他真的死亡不是偶然的事情,
and for Lazarus to die is not coincidence. It is a work that God wants to do. And God allowed this person to die. To a place where it was grievous. It's for his own glory to be seen. That is to say, what he wants to do, he's able to do. Although what he does, man may not understand, or even misunderstand him. But can the Lord do what he wants freely? If he can, then he will have the glory. And God wants in this place to show his glory in the church. And the church is in fact the glory of the Lord. That we allow him to do whatever he wants freely. There may be times we don't understand. And what he wants to do, is he able to do
freely?
His heart will be satisfied, because his glory will be seen. So this death of Lazarus is not just a coincidence, because here it will show forth his will. As Lazarus died, there this experience, a great miracle was
experienced,
because the Lord raised him up. And this resurrection had brought this family a new power. And Lazarus being raised from the dead. So when you see the Lord at the table, and the feast was indeed spread for the Lord,
then,
and the Bible just put this plainly, and Lazarus was at table among them. He was set there. He did not do anything, but there show forth the great power. And this power is to an extent that even Satan has no way over it. And the power of Hades, it cannot overcome.
因为圣经说,国的祭司长已经商量好了,不但要杀耶稣,你们,你拉撒路都杀了他。
Because the chief priests have indeed wanted also not only to kill Jesus but Lazarus as well.
为什么你们要杀马拉撒路?
Why? For what reason?
因为这个拉撒路在这个地方,他就活了一个见证出来。
Because Lazarus had become indeed a living testimony.
圣经说有很多人,因为拉撒路的缘故,反而信耶稣了。
Because of Lazarus, many had on account of him believed on Jesus. In fact, all these Jews, all that they had done, had been in vain. They want to indeed hinder others from believing in Jesus. But because Lazarus was being raised from the dead, so they have turned to believe in Jesus. Although Lazarus didn't even say the word, if At that time, if I were Lazarus,
如果要来这个筵席之前,
before the feast, I would have done a great deal. At least I would have myself video. Or I would write some tracts. I've been dead up to this point, and then now I'm alive. And I would start giving the tract and say, you have to believe in Jesus, and believe in Jesus, I'm the living testimony. Lazarus didn't do anything. It seems that Lazarus had forgotten that he had died. But he sat there. Sat there was the testimony. And it was in fact the power. What power is
that?
It is the power of resurrection. The power of resurrection of life. This is the testimony of
God.
And for the glory of the Lord to be seen. So often we wonder, how can we testify the Lord? And to be His testimony. We say that the church is to be His witness. What is true testimony? The true testimony is one of being dead and now being made alive. Where there is the evidence of the resurrection life, the Lord will have His glory. Because we are testifying of the resurrected Lord. And also testify of this resurrected Lord in our lives. And all that the Lord had done in Lazarus. He had not done anything. We do not read of him as Mary sat before the feet of the Lord. And unlike Martha, so zealous in serving. It seems that he had not done anything. But the power that he reveals is greater than anyone. Because the experience of having a life after death. This, in fact, is the love of the Lord. And for Martha, Mary, and Lazarus. What is this love of the Lord? And it is for this, for those of who have been beloved. To come to have indeed a life of resurrection. This greatest gift of the Lord is the resurrected life. We have need of physical things. But we haven't thought of the greatest gift that the Lord has
given.
Is the resurrected life. It is the very life of the Lord. Of course, it's the type of the Lord being a dead and raised from the dead. But the life that the Lord gives to us is such a one. This is the greatest gift. As we live on earth, without this life, this resurrected life, and from 1 John, without the life of the Son of God, there is no life. His very life entering into
us.
Only then will there be value. A true eternal value. Without that, the life of the Lord in
us,
we will not have any spiritual value. And through His love, He has given to us this greatest gift. And also to lead us in the spiritual experience. And having come to believe in the Lord, not only are we to know about this resurrected life, and He wants us to experience truly what is this resurrected life. And through difficulty we have to experience it. And to the most difficult circumstances to experience it. And to really come to know what it means to have
resurrection.
And we see, we thank the Lord as we see the experience of Lazarus. how he had come to receive this grace of the Lord, how the life of resurrection of the Lord is being seen in him, and this very life of resurrection can only put the enemy to shame, and we shake in fact the power of Hades. Francis, just think, from a man's viewpoint, it seems that the record of Lazarus is a good one. In fact, what's being said of him is very good. Seems that he had not said anything wrong. Not done anything wrong. This is such a good person. Where will you find such a person? You can't find in the Bible someone is being said of that doesn't say anything or do anything. From our viewpoint, says, oh, this is very perfect. But it's not so for the Lord. No matter how good it is, it's still in the natural life. And no matter how good, it's still the old life. But the Lord wants him to experience the better. And it has to go through from death into life. And all that is good of man is buried. All that the thing is wonderful is dead. Then the resurrected life of the Lord will be seen. Brothers and sisters, how often we really
need to learn.
We have to experience this matter. Only then can we be the testimony of the Lord. As people come into our midst, as people see his
truth,
if they only see the outward good, and they can't meet up with the life of resurrection, then you cannot be the testimony of the Lord. So often we have a great plan. And we hope that in the church of God there are many good things and beautiful things. But these are not the things that the Lord is
asking.
The testimony that he wants us to have is a life of resurrection. Having experienced, gone through death, and through much deeper and greater difficulty. Yes, it could go through it. And that for the life of the Lord's life of resurrection. When this is being put there, you see that the testimony of the Lord will be seen. And then you find that Hades will be shaken. And
an
example in Acts, we find that how they would always talk about the resurrection of the Lord. And the moment they preach the Lord who is resurrected, there are difficulties. Because they testify of the fact that the Lord has been raised from the dead. So often they're being dealt with and they're being imprisoned. And this is not out of man. It's not because they're being have personal vendetta. But the enemy knows that if this resurrection is being known by others, then you know that he is being undone. And the enemy will use all various means to try to destroy this work. And there we find great persecution coming. And through there, the life of resurrection is seen. The more they talk about this resurrected life, more will indeed have been shown grace. This is truly what the Lord really is after. The experience of Lazarus is such an experience. that allowing the Lord to lead him to death. And for him to go through that. And through it to come out with the life of resurrection. And through it God's heart will be satisfied. And the Lord's glory is seen through it. Now what's wonderful about the life of Lazarus? That he in fact was without any a voice.
如果一生样样都不出声,
but if no, a person doesn't say anything throughout his life,
你会觉得怎么样?
How would you feel of him?
当一些人很多话说你真的很怕他,
if someone has a lot to say, sometimes you may be afraid of them.
是啊,你希望他最多,
we hope that he doesn't say that much.
当人不说话,经常都不说,
and if someone doesn't speak or say anything, you will also be afraid of him.
因为你不知道他在想什么,
you don't know what he is thinking.
对不对? 所以我们很怕问, 应该说的时候说,应该不说的时候说就好了,
so it says, oh, if he should say something, then he should do so, otherwise he didn't.
但是拉撒路一生里面一句话都没说,
but we don't read of Lazarus saying anything. We thank the Lord.
主要藉着这个人,
and through this person,
一生默默无声,
this person who had not said a single thing,
完全安安静静的,
and how quietly in his life,
就甘心情愿将自己放在主的手里,
that willingly offer himself into the hands of the Lord.
他没有任何的表现,
there's nothing else seen of him.
但是他就安静地将自己放在主的手里头,
and very quietly putting himself in the hands of the Lord.
这真是很难的事情,
this is a very difficult thing.
但是这个拉撒路一生的特点,
but this is in fact something that's outstanding in the life of Lazarus.
他完完全全将自己交在主的手里面,
that he committed himself completely to the Lord.
让主将他带进死亡当中,
allowing the Lord to take him through that.
让主叫他从死里面经历,
and also allow the Lord to raise him up from the dead.
如果说说,
that is to say that he has put himself completely in
hands.
Whatever you want to do with me, I'm in your hands.
所以难怪当主来到坟墓的时候,
so no wonder when the Lord came to the tomb,
圣经只记载过一次这样的说话,
that the Bible only recorded this once.
耶稣哭了,
Jesus wept.
圣经从来没记载过,
the Bible has not recorded this before,
耶稣为着人流下眼泪,
that he would weep for man.
但唯独在这地方, 圣经说耶稣哭了,
here we read of Jesus wept.
耶稣为着这个人哭,
how he wept for this person.
他为什么缘故流下眼泪?
Why did he weep?
他为什么缘故哭了?
Why did he weep?
那是因为这帮犹太人的说话吗?
Is it because of what the Jews had said?
那因为他太过替马大玛利亚难过吗?
Is he feeling really bad or sad for Martha and Mary?
哇,这些都有他的成分在这地方,
it may be so to some extent.
但当我读圣经的时候,我心里有个好深的感觉,
as I read the Bible, in my heart, I strongly feel,
我们主几咁盼望人家能够同他有个表同情,
how a man, how the Lord really want a man to sympathize with him.
我们主也同我们表同情,
and how the Lord also sympathized with us.
当一个人愿意完完全全服服在主的手里面去的时候,
when someone is really willing to surrender himself entirely to the Lord,
当一个人一生默默无声交在主手里面去的时候,
and without any noise, a voice to put himself in the hands of the Lord,
在你的手里面做怎样做的事情都完全没有任何的说话的时候,
and whatever the Lord does, he has nothing to say.
主为了一个这样的人,
and for this very person, so that his glory may be seen, how he's willing to be led to death, and to die,
主心里面有感觉,
and in the heart of the Lord, he had this feeling.
主为着这个人进到死亡里面去,
and because this person was willing to die,
主为着这个人流下眼泪,
and the Lord wept for this person.
主在感情里面表现出他对这个人的爱,
how in his love he showed how he loves.
你知道死并不是我们人应该有的故事,
death is not the story that we should have.
神造我们人不是为了死亡来的,
when God created man, it's not for him to die.
圣经说人人有一死,
although the Bible says that a man, everyone has to die,
但这死这个事情不是神的计划,
but it wasn't the purpose or plan of God.
这个死的出现在人类的历史里面是因为人犯罪的缘故,
this had come about because man had sinned,
因为人的犯罪, 因为人的堕落,
because man had sinned and fallen,
因为人错误的选择,
and because he had chosen wrongly.
结果死就临到人,
so death came upon man.
因为死是从罪来的,
and sin, death had come from
sin. 所以死就临到众人,
so in fact, death came upon everyone.
又没有罪的缘故,
because of sin, man found himself in death.
所以死本来就不是我们应该有的,
death is not something that we should have had.
不是神的旨意,
it wasn't the purpose of God.
但是因为人的错误,人的犯罪,
because a man had wronged
us,
death in fact entered into us.
要释放我们这些人,
for God to release us,
要叫我们从死里出来,
for us to come out of death,
要叫我们得到一个更大的,
and to have indeed a much glorious life.
所以主自己来成为,
so the Lord himself went into death.
所以圣经告诉我们,
how did he in fact set us free?
他直接死败了掌死权的魔鬼,
because through death he in fact undid the work of
他直接死亡败了掌死权的,
through death he in fact destroyed the work of death,
叫我们从死亡里面得着释放出来,
and that we are being indeed released from death.
所以你看见主人这个人进入死亡去,
and as this person went and
died,
and how dreadful this death is, and through death the resurrected life of the Lord is seen, and in this experience how the Lord was able to sympathize
with him.
This is the love of the Lord.
哎呀, 等一下,
brothers and sisters, today as we live on this world,
主要在我们身上所做的事情,
and the work that the Lord wants to do,
无论我们个人也好,
whether personally or corporately,
主同样要做一件这样的事情,
the Lord wants to do the same work,
因为教会是一个复活的见证,
because the church is and it is a true experience of the resurrection.
他直接拦住,
and through many situations we are entering into
death,
to a point where there is no hope, and there to experience the resurrection of the Lord. And the greatest gift of his life is given to us. Brothers and sisters, how can we experience this? Here we have someone, how he completely surrendered himself to the Lord. Brothers and sisters, this is what the Lord has done.
从主手里面来说,
and from Lord's point of view,
就好像拉撒路这个名一样,
it's like this person Lazarus.
我们知道拉撒路这个名有两方面的意思,
Lazarus' name has two meanings to it.
一方面就是完全没有帮助,
one is one without any help.
另外一方面就是神就是我的帮助,
the other one is God is my help.
这个名是一个极端的解释,
it seems that there's this extreme explanation.
一点帮助都没有,
on one hand, no help whatsoever.
因为神实在将大多地步就全无帮助,
and God lead it to the point where there's no help.
而另一方面就经历神是他的帮助,
and on the other hand, to experience God to be his help.
完全都没有帮助就来到死地,
without any help, as it were, coming to the to death.
你来到这个地方, 神就是你的帮助,
and when you come to this place, God is your help.
死与复活的经历就在这个地方,
and to indeed go through a death into life is this experience.
死与复活的事实就摆在这个地方,
and this experience of resurrection is seen in this place.
神因为爱我们的缘故,
it's because God loves us,
要得着个荣耀的见证,
and wants a glorious testimony.
神有时候就将我们带到一个这样的地方,
and God will lead us to that point.
所以等一下,
so brothers and sisters, it's not that God wants to have us in difficulty, or that he does not love us. God loves us completely. But he allows things to happen, allows difficulty to come, to a point where you find you have no way out, that it's a dead end, that you are at a point of dying. But when you come to the Lord, and you surrender yourself to the Lord, you see the hand of the Lord, and you see the help, you see the fact of resurrection. When this happens, You see, the Lord would have his glory. This is what the Lord is after. Brothers and sisters, the testimony of the church, what is it built on? It is indeed founded on being raised from the dead. It's because of the death and resurrection of the Lord, we have the church being built on. And the church is testifying of this resurrected Lord.
So if you don't have this thing,
without this method, without this center, everything else in the sight of God is
not
valid. This is what God wants. That he wants to have this testimony of resurrection. And because of love, the Lord allowed this to happen in this family. And because of his love for us, he allows us to come to know of this story. We thank and praise the Lord. The Lord truly loves his church. Because he really wants the church to satisfy his heart. That he may be glorified. That his glory may be seen.
So
as we live on earth, and be his testimony, we need to have this thought to understand his heart, that he may obtain his church. It's for this very testimony, so that his glory may be seen. In each one of our lives, we may come across a difficulty. If we surrender ourselves to the Lord, he will have us experience him more. He will also have us experience his resurrection. Only then will we be his testimony. When the Lord came to Bethany the fourth time, in the Bible we read of eight times that the Lord came to Bethany. Fourth time when he came to Bethany, the Bible
announced.
This time when he came to Bethany, and he sent two of his disciples to fetch an ass, a foal. Just now when we were reading it in Matthew chapter 21, that he came to
Bethany.
These are two villages that's at the foot of the Mount of Olives. And God, the Lord sent the disciples to go into Bethany. And says, go there and fetch an ass, a
colt.
And there is an ass there in that place. And it would be with the mother. And bring this ass that no one had sat on and bring it to me. If anyone asks of you, says the Lord have need of this, and they will allow you to take it. This was what the Lord said to the disciples. And when they went, they saw exactly as the Lord had said. When they were asked, what are you doing? And they say, oh, the Lord has need of
this.
And in fact, the people then allow them to take. Some people who read the Bible, they just try to guess. Why is it when the Lord says such a thing that the people allow it to happen? Some people have some strange thinking. And the Lord says these words and it has power. And the Lord instructed the disciples and already in control of this people. And so when they say this, they don't know what to do and they allow these people to take the ass. Of course it's not so.
不要忘记主这次去到这个伯大尼这个地方吩咐去拿这个驴子过来。
Don't forget that when they were sent to Bethany to bring this ass.
那因为在拉撒路从死里复活之后的事情。
It will be after the incident of Lazarus being raised from the dead.
整个村子里面都震动起来的。
And the whole village would have been stirred. A great miracle had happened. One person had caused another to be raised from the dead. And the Lord's name would have been known throughout that village. And when they say, oh, the Lord has need of it, naturally they will allow that to happen.
So,
the Lord is then to ride on this ass and enter into Jerusalem. And this ass wasn't set on by anyone.
你知道要騎一個驢子一定要經過一些訓練啊，對唔對？
To sit on ass, the ass has to be trained.
我記得光景講過一個故事。
I remember a story that Brother Kong had told. He may have seen this, it may be just a story. When someone actually come to read chapter 21, when he read this words, he was saved. How was he saved?
这个人是一个训练那些马训练那些好像驴仔这一类的一个纯修师。But
this person was someone who is a horse trainer.
所以他读到这个主耶稣竟然骑在一个驴子上，从来都没人骑过。
He said when it says read of how the Lord Jesus sat on an ass that had not been sat on by anyone.
他说这个从来都没人骑过，没人训练过，怎么骑上去打都打死了。 He
says this ass has not been trained, you go onto it, you'll be thrown out and you'd.
但是这位主耶稣竟然可以骑着就这样游耶路撒冷。But
this Jesus was able to ride on this ass and enter into Jerusalem.
他忽然间说这个一定是神来的。
He says suddenly realized this must be God.
所以他就信耶稣。
So he turned to believe
Jesus. 这真是很奇妙的事情。
This indeed is a wonderful thing.
神的话句句都带着能力的。
That God's word, every word has its power.
而且我们的主就是这样有能力。
And so this is what it is. 他骑着这个驴子。 He rode on the ass
去进到耶路撒冷,
and entered in Jerusalem.
这是主一生命在耶路撒冷最光荣的时候了，可以说。
This was the most glorious time for the Lord, we could say.
因为这里有些人，他将衣服全部摆在那个驴子上。
Because they threw their clothes on the way.
然后铺在地上。
They had it covered the.
然后找一个地方说：和尚啊，和尚啊。
And then there it says Hosanna.
主是很荣耀的，就这样入到耶路撒冷。
And the Lord entered into Jerusalem in glory.
当然这个应验先知上高的话。
Of course it was to fulfill.
你又是君王，他和和平平的进到他的城中。
How the king in fact indeed entering in the city on a colt.
他在那个地方要得着他的尊贵荣耀。
And there to have his honor and glory.
主无疑他的确在那个地方得着一点的荣耀。
And there he is to have this glory.
他是君王。
He is the king.
他进到耶路撒冷里面。
And entering into Jerusalem.
但可惜你却看见。
However, how fitting we.
耶路撒冷无疑他是王。
Jerusalem do not consider him as king.
耶路撒冷拒绝了他。
How they rejected him.
耶路撒冷最后将他钉在十字架上。
And finally crucified him.
但是我看见伯大尼这个地方。
But for this place, Bethany.
伯大尼这个地方有个非常非常美丽的地方。
How beautiful this place is. When they hear a word of the Lord, the Lord has need of it. They will allow the Lord. Unconditionally, they give
it.
As long as the Lord says they have need of it. Unconditionally, we'll give it to the Lord. This is Bethany. Bethany really satisfied the Lord. His authority, in fact, is there. And how he was received and welcomed. If the Lord says he has need of it, everyone will allow it. Everything is the Lord's. If this ass is the Lord, if he wants it, he can have it.
哎呀，弟兄姊妹，这个叫伯大尼。
This is Bethany.
你们都在神的家。This
is also the house of God.
神的家是什么？
What is the house of God?
神的家实实在在地讲，不过就好像驴子一样。
As God's house is in a way like the ass.
没错，我们的神，我们的神的家就是基督的身父啊。
true, the house of God is also the bride of
God.
And it is the bride of the Lord. And also the body of Christ. The church is the golden lampstand. We find that the glorious side of the church. As we look from at our own we are just like an ass. Who are we? If we are not trained, and you put there, it's of no use. But the Lord has shown us mercy. And have chosen us. And this ass was tied up in that place. Of course, it's not tightly tightened. Of course, there will be some movement that they will have. And it was
tied.
And the ass would be able to
walk
about. Would be able to walk about. But how far? To a certain point, it won't be able to move. How high can it jump to a point where the string will allow? This is how it is with us. We think we are very free. I can do whatever I want. Don't forget. Before we come to know the Lord, before we have been shown grace, we are also being tied.
We
are being tied by sin. And also being tied by the enemy. No matter how we move, act, it is only in the restriction of it. Young people think, oh, we are free to do anything we want.
But don't forget your freedom is in Satan.
That don't forget your freedom is in Satan. You can't run away from his realm. And you are being bound by him. There's no true freedom.
So
John's Gospel says that if the Son sets you free, you shall be freed
indeed.
We thank the Lord that the Lord had allowed this to be set free. The Lord had chosen him. And the Lord had taught him and set on him. And in control of him. And through him to show forth his glory. And there the Lord is able to have his glory. We in fact thank the Lord. We are just like this ass. Because the Lord uses. So we can allow the Lord to have his glory. There is the value for it. If the Lord doesn't use it, we won't have this value. What is Bethany? That is allowing the Lord to do what he wants. No matter how he wants to do it. This is the house of God, this is Bethany. When we are used by the Lord, we think we are being restricted. We would in fact argue with the Lord. If you want to use me, don't use me so long. If you use me, give me back some time. Brothers and sisters, we don't really know our Lord. If you want to count it with the Lord, he would do it. We can use when they were at the shore, and how he brought the boat of Peter, and there he preached from the boat. And after preaching, the Lord returned something for him. A whole boat full of fish for him. The Lord will not just simply use
us.
But the Lord wants us to be willingly used for him. If the Lord is in the church, if it is in our lives, and if it's not able to have his authority, then he will not be able to show off his glory. for the church that he loved. He would want his church to reveal his glory. In our lives, for what we have. Just like this ash, this Bethany. Allowing the Lord to use. This is our offering. Lord, I'm here. I'm willing to be used. No matter in whatever situation, I offer myself. I allow you to use me. As long as you are able to use me, if you are willing to use me, if you are able to have your glory, I will be content. We thank and praise our Lord. The story of Bethany. You see from this place how the Lord is able to be content and satisfied. Of course, we also know that from Bethany, the Lord ascended into heaven. And how he says that all authority on earth and heaven has been given to me. And how the gospel was also to go forth from there. Because there the Lord instructed
us.
We thank and praise our Lord. And the Lord, having chosen man, he wants to obtain them, to understand his heart. That we will take note of what is in his heart. And he wants really to obtain the glory that
he
has. We are no one at all. But the Lord loves us. And chose us. That in his hands we may indeed reveal his glory. As we consider the story of the lesson of Bethany, here we are being reminded. It is for us to for the Lord to be glorified in us. And the Lord would want men to offer themselves for him to use. This is what the Lord will be satisfied with. And one generation after another, may the Lord be able to obtain people that he may use them. And the testimony of the church may continue. And that his glory may be seen. May the Lord obtain us. Through this several messages, we can enter into the spiritual reality. Let us bow in prayer. Lord, we worship you. Lord, we really know how unworthy we are. And how in the midst of the multitudes you've
chosen
us, that we should be indeed a fit for you. Lord, we offer ourselves before you. Lord, we say that if you want use us. Lord, we surrender ourselves completely into your hands. Lord, we also want to be like Lazarus, that your glory may be seen. Lord, all those things we go through, we may not understand. We may encounter difficulties. But Lord, make us willing to put ourselves into your hands. That we want your will to be done. And your glory to be seen. And that your heart may be
satisfied.
Lord, bless your church. Remember the testimony of the church here. May you be even more glorified. In the name of Jesus.
Amen.